Yeah, girl.
Scary thing.
Yeah. Special competing with you. Okay.
You know what time it is.
Yes.
It's time for bubbly banter.
Pop, pop, pop,
pop. Pop it open, Alex. Woo! Yes.
Oh,
that's a good pour.
That is.
It's just spewing on out.
All over the place.
Oh, that's some good Prosecco.
Ain't had that before.
I need it.
Excited.
Yes.
Kids try to drive me crazy this week.
Oh,
my God. Dang. Dang it, children. Get well.
Poor little babies.
Give them some Tylenol, some Benadryl, and some some Motrin.
Yes.
Put them to sleep.
Yeah, go to bed. Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Rub some brandy on their gums.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're sleeping well now.
Good night. Sleep to 12.
Oh, yeah. Alice is getting his cup.
Yep.
Getting it ready.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because we take our first sip, yes. And we got to let them hear it. Mm-hmm.
No, that's nice.
When you listen to Bubbly Banter, you have to have a glass of champagne.
Always.
You do,
always.
Yeah. Which ones y'all be drinking?
Yes, let us know. Always feel free to follow us on Instagram or Twitter, Alex14, Alex Mills.
Yeah, Alex Mills14.
Let me get that right. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, MonicaBrooks13. And Brandon is guest
hello.
In the studio. Brandon, follow you as well.
It's on IG. It's at Brand New Living.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can follow me on Snapchat as well. It's Neon Basshead.
Oh.
Y'all want some inspiration in your life? Follow him.
I know.
He's
I know.
Got you covered.
I watch every day. Every day I check his Snapchat.
I see you. I see you.
Well, I figured that today we would chat about serial killers.
Oh.
Because if you watch Ted Bundy, people are talking about Ted Bundy. I know that it's partly because of Zac Efron.
Yes.
They're going back to the old videos and the audio, and people are attracted to Ted Bundy.
And
they're posting about it.
They really have asked them to stop talking sexually about him.
And Netflix had to put out a statement.
I heard that.
Yeah, Netflix had to put out a statement and said, okay, stop talking about this serial killer. He's killed dozens of women.
Yeah.
I mean, as young as 12. So people are like just fantasizing about this dude, and they had to say stop.
Well, they should never have cast Zac Efron in the role.
I know.
Well, I think it spawned way before that. It's like a lot of times throughout history, like anybody that's done these mass murders, on any level, they've always had some type of cult following and like women just going crazy for them.
Waiting to marry them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like just writing them letters 24/7 and everything. And just like.
But is it like the bad boy complex or something?
I think it's worse than that.
Or maybe like a daddy complex.
Yeah.
Or some type of.
I was wondering what's going on.
I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And
BDSM or something.
Yeah. It's like some weird fetish.
Yes,
I watched a little bit of it. I need to go back and watch the rest of it tonight.
A little bit of what?
Of Ted Bundy on
Netflix.
Okay.
No.
Hey, but I watched a little bit
of
Ted Bundy. But I watched Ted Bundy and I was looking at it thinking, I get where he was a smooth lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a smooth talker, yes, because I mean, I couldn't get on board. I just couldn't understand how. But then it made me think, do you have a weird crush? Do you have somebody that's kind of just is unusual? I've talked about it before, like with Slash. But he's not a serial killer, but he is a rock star that you don't really see his face, and he's kind of rugged look, a weird crush.
I feel like I'm like one of those bland people that there's nothing exciting about me in that capacity. And it's like, if I'm talking to somebody, it's like, I don't develop other crushes. I don't look at other people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just invest that energy into them.
Yeah.
I don't think that I have a type either. So
yeah.
I will.
Well,
I mean, I'm attracted to all races. So, I mean, I don't think that there's someone that really...
Or like a bad boy, you know.
I mean, I think I do have tendencies to be attracted to being my profession. Most people who are in the social work field, they sometimes will be attracted to people who are different than what they were.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like the bad boy or whatever. I've dated bad boys before.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone like star-wise.
Yeah, because even like with a...
But didn't you say you like Adam Sandler?
Oh gosh, Adam Sandler. I can't deal with Adam Sandler.
No.
I can't deal.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking at Ted Bundy now.
Oh.
And Zac Efron, I did see a clip of Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn it if he isn't cute. But it's Zac Efron.
Exactly. But wouldn't you think like The Weeknd? I don't think that The Weeknd is attractive.
No, that hair.
It is the hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
is that his hair? Or is that a wig?
That's his hair.
Oh, I thought it was like attachable.
Attachable.
It was, it was a lace front.
He got that got to be glue. Yeah, it is the hair. But he cut it off, didn't he?
He cut it off.
Yeah, like, his original.
When I saw him with, who was it, Selena Gomez, I was like, are you, what?
Yeah,
like,
that was an odd match.
Who for your drink?
Oh, no. Oh, and speaking of couples, I figured we could talk about Survive or Bye Bye. A little game with couples like Wendy Williams and her husband.
Oh,
Kevin Hunter. Is that his name? I believe it's Kevin Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, do you see them being together? Is it Survive or is it Bye-Bye? They're going to separate. What do you see?
I don't know, but they finally spotted Wendy.
And she looked tired.
She's supposed to be coming back.
She always looked tired.
Yeah, she does.
She's a capital P. I mean, I think that Wendy will probably just for like the camera try to make it survive, but
And a lot of people point out, you know, this is what has she done her entire career, and now it's coming back on her.
I mean, I live by one of the sayings that it's, if you do harm to anybody else, no good is going to come to you. And look what she does for a living.
I know, but that's the thing though, because technically she started out kind of doing like a Hollywood dirt, you know, talking about celebrities, inviting them in, asking them personal questions, and branched out into a television show that is a hit.
It's opinionated.
It is. That is true. When she said something to Nick Cannon about his kid. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but I've heard about it.
It was rude.
It was like,
she said, oh, you had that oops baby.
Oh.
The clip that I saw, it was like maybe something on Twitter, and the whole audience was just like.
And Nick, he was so graceful with it. Mm-hmm. He was polite. He's a good guy. But she said, how's that oops baby? He said, oops baby, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Come on. That's a baby. That's a child.
He could have been like, what about that oops lady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
I know that oops lady.
Call her what you want to call her. But, you know, Roseanne Barr put her in her place whenever she had her on her show. Mm-hmm. Shut Wendy up real quick.
What did she say?
I mean, I think what she really did was just everything that Wendy was saying to Roseanne Barr, she would just rhetorically give it back right to her.
Wasn't that this past year?
Yeah, but this was before Roseanne
was coming back.
Yeah, well, I think it was after her first season had came for the reboot, and so Roseanne was pretty popular, but this was before her racist attack.
Exactly. Mm.
And but Wendy had asked something about her marriage life, and then Roseanne was like, well, let's talk about yours.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. Yeah, she was like, let's talk about your marriage life.
Good for Roseanne. Because she needs to talk about it. Her mother-in-law was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all over the papers that even at one point, I think, as she calls him, Big Kev, had the lady living there, I think.
And that's the thing. It's like,
shut up.
I heard she was pregnant with his child.
Let me sip this bubbly.
But it's like Newton's third law. Exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever energy you put out there is going to come back to you.
She has to talk about it. She has to talk about it at some point in time.
If she were to talk about it and bring it to the light, there is so much that she could do with that.
Yeah.
It would show her vulnerability.
It would.
And then I think it would allow some stars to be like, oh, okay.
They would forgive, I think. Yeah.
Would, but then it would also display that she's being a strong woman, that she knows that, hey, I don't agree with this. I'm not putting up with this.
But do you think it would change her show?
For the better, if she were to be open and honest about it.
It would change her show a little
like,
bit.
Like, I think her show would change something.
Here's the thing. I think she, if, Lord willing, or hopefully never not, but if it ever were me, I would be covering the story like I'm covering other people's stories. Be like, look, all right, yeah, I was an idiot. You know, I let this happen. But here's where I am now, and here's what I'm doing about it.
Or, like, get maybe, like, Nick Cannon to, like, sit down and do a serious interview.
Because, you know,
he
has his night show coming soon. He's going to do, like, a Trevor Noah kind of show.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that should be happening sometime soon. And so that would be she said, I want to be your first guest. Or he said that. She's like, oh, we'll see. It would be an opportunity.
It would be an opportunity to just sit down and address everything that's going on.
Just lay it all out there on the table. Because like with the mother-in-law said that her son was punching her in the face.
What?
And, yeah, he said she was so tired of seeing Wendy on TV. You know how Wendy kind of pauses, she'll freeze up.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
like,
often.
So, she said it was because her son was being so abusive and he would push her down the stairs.
So
giving her concussions or something?
Hold on. As the son of a black female, and I have a stepmother who's a black female, as I can't even say the words, to punch either one of them, the thought of that, like I'm shaking to even think.
Yeah. And the mother-in-law, this is her son. She said she was just tired of witnessing that abuse. And so she started speaking to the public and they shut her down. Somebody pulled her ass back. Probably Big Kev.
But they said that people were talking on the set about the whole situation.
Yeah.
And he was like, if we find out that you're talking about it, you're going to lose your job.
Yep. Yeah. Something's not right with that dude at all. And if his mama is saying it,
I really thought that she would have came back, especially with this whole like Jussie Smollett thing. Mm-hmm. I think she would have came back and been like, oh, we support you. And then she has put some stuff out, but I think that she would have came back and been like, hot topic, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She has her staff doing all that. Yeah, her staff is doing it all. And she probably is not back because of what the mom said. Who knows what else he did?
Because she doesn't even control her social media.
No. Oh, no. She has people doing all that.
Mm-hmm. And the people she's got turned on there to, like, run her show. I tried to watch a segment. I couldn't do it. I didn't like it. She has some type of panel, and that just...
Yeah, no, but she also had Ricky Smiley on there. That was hilarious, though.
Okay.
It was Ricky Smiley and...
And Nick Cannon's going to cover February this week.
Yeah.
That might be good.
It was Bill Bellamy and Nick Cannon. No, it was Bill Bellamy and I forgot who else it was. Ricky Smiley. And that was the most hilarious hour. Because they went back and forth and talked about different stuff. However, everyone's like, where is Wendy?
Yeah, because it's shady business. Well, her shoulder.
It's her show. Of course, we're wondering where she is.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was Carson Kressley, if that's his name. And then there was another guy.
Dude, that used to be on TRL. You're talking about Jerry O'Connell?
I know
he has hosted.
No.
The guy from CNN, did he do it?
Don Lemon?
No, he was on there as a guest.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon gets on my nerves. I love him. I watch his show, but everything he's like, I speak for the black gay community. No, you do not. No, you do not.
I know he's like close with Wendy, so yeah. I'm surprised he's not, you know, on doing some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because like when the whole like Jussie Smollett stuff happened, he was like, I have to speak for the black gay community. No, you do not. No, no, boo-boo. Sit down. Have several seats. Get behind your desk.
He said, I am the voice.
I'm the voice.
Like, no.
How do you decide who is? Or is it like multiple?
Or is there one person?
But that's the thing. Like, when he said that he was on The View when he said that. And I really sat there and I was thinking. I was like, who represents, like, the black gay community, or who represents the voice of this community or that community or this community? And I really couldn't think of anybody.
Is it not, well, can it not be multiple people? Or does
it can be.
I think it can be, but like when I really sat down and thought about it, and I was like, who represents in each community?
Yeah. That's a hard thing to do, too, to say I represent the black people. I represent this group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a hard thing to carry. Yeah. I mean, even on the show, like on the morning show, being like, okay, well, I'm a black woman. Not everybody feels the same way that I feel or operate the same way that I do. So I don't want to be
I am the one that's speaking
for
all the black people.
No, it's like, no, I'm not. I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's like, I don't know what someone else is thinking or how they, you know, they groove to whatever. I'm like, I know what I feel.
It's
that's
just like working in the mental health field. A lot of the people that I work with, they're like, but what do you think? I'm like, it doesn't matter. I can teach you the skills to succeed, but it's about what you think and how it's going to better work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another couple, though, we got to get to.
Yes.
J-Lo and A-Rod.
Love my
Survive
J-Lo.
Or bye-bye?
Survive.
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 I love J-Lo.
She's turning 50 in August, by the way.
She just turned 50, and she just showed her abs on some ad, and I was like...
Goals. Goals, 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 I hope.
Wait, okay, I gotta look that up real quick.
I know.
Did you not see that?
No, I didn't. No, I did see the picture. Okay. I absolutely love it. J-Lo is like one of my...
I was like, rub-a-dub-a-dub in a tub. Come on.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I was like, airbrushed, maybe? And I was like, nah.
That's real.
I went to
that's
the gym and stuff. Like, did just crunches galore until like I was crying and thought I was going to throw up. And I looked at my stomach and it was still like the same thing. When I woke up in the morning.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, let's do like 150. I'll look like her. And I looked down and I was like, damn.
So she's 49. She's getting ready. Getting ready to turn 50. Oh, I don't know when she turned.
I don't know.
Like my favorite song ever, club song, or just song period, is Waiting For Tonight. I still blast it like it came out yesterday. She's an entertainer.
She's like Celine Dion, mm-hmm. and she's like in that category, like Celine Dion, Whitney, Michael Jackson, well, Janet Jackson. She's just,
not as far as an entertainer. I don't think she has the vocals.
Oh no! She's an entertainer because she will always, everyone will always want to see J Lo perform.
Yes,
Selena.
She can dance. And people still Selena. Love her for that.
I feel like if she would have never done Selena, she would have never became J Lo.
I know. And P. Diddy. I think P. Diddy kind of helped. Oh, too.
He definitely
even though
helped.
He was that
Look
gun
Look at P. Diddy
thing.
And Cassidy.
Like, oh, yeah. With P. Diddy and Cassidy.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're done. And
Yeah, she's moved on, though.
She's moved on. However, and now she's putting out music, and everyone's like, okay, well, when you were with Diddy, we didn't hear you saying fa la 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 la.
I don't think he allowed it.
I don't
Probably
think
not.
That's just my opinion. I don't think he allowed it. And
I think she put out like one or two songs.
Yeah.
However, I mean, it was just like.
What was her song? Me and You?
It was Me and
Me
You.
And
yeah.
But I don't think Pity. I don't think he. I don't that think he allows her.
That
to
was
sing.
Before Diddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he hushed her, and he's very eccentric. Do you remember the maid story?
She said yes.
That he would just lay there butt naked, and she would have to clean up around him and stuff or whatever. Like he was just very. Weird with his presence, like she just couldn't say anything. Just
I'm gonna be like Bird Box, cover my eyes and start cleaning.
Well, I would look real quick.
Just laying there all glistening. Because
if P. Diddy ain't packing, I'm like, really? Like you're almost a billionaire. You better get something done.
Sweaty
right
balls
there.
Is on the leather.
Oh God. Do you need me clean those too?
Sir, can I just dust right there real quick so I can go home?
You're like, oh God. Oh, Beyonce and Jay-Z
gave tickets away. Did you hear about the? They gave tickets away to like People
Vegan.
For Life.
Oh, I didn't hear about
concert
that.
Concert tickets for life.
What?
Yes.
Hold on. Someone can we sign up?
Someone.
She's like, wait, stop the show.
Someone like.
Let me apply.
Did you see her? She took her champagne and put it down so quick.
Like, can we sign up?
Did you
like
wait.
I think it was. She was like in mid-sip.
Where?
What the heck?
But like, yeah, it was on Good Morning America. They were giving away free tickets to their concerts for life or see, okay.
I saw
I have to say this.
Go for it.
I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. I don't get the hype. I don't. I mean, she can dance, she can perform. She can dance, she can perform. However, I just don't.
You heard all the chairs just squeaking right there. What? Beyonce?
I mean, I think she's good at being an entertainer. Again, she is an entertainer.
Oh, gosh, no. We had this conversation last one. You can't put Beyonce in that category because she's so much more than that. She actually has vocals. She can sing the house down. You cannot deny her vocals.
I can, but I just like... can we get somebody new, please?
Hello,
check. Who's next? Thanks.
We talked about that too. Who is next?
Well, Ariana Grande and Halsey are tearing up the charts right now.
Well, Ariana Grande, if she can...
She'd learn how to read Chinese.
She'd learn how to read Chinese and not have roast beef on her hand.
Roast beef?
She messed up.
And then they said she got it fixed and it still wasn't...
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, she got it fixed and it's still
wrong.
No, she got it fixed, but it's still wrong.
It's still wrong.
It says Japanese.
Chop off her hand.
Japanese grill finger.
It says hibachi.
Yes, but it does. Like
she needs to give it up.
Wrong. She needs. I want to be a millionaire. Can I phone a friend?
Phone a friend.
Yes.
Phone a friend because you are messing
anybody
up, girl.
In China. Can you please tell me what this?
Yeah. What is this? Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, there's not
her.
An app that she could have just scanned over her hand.
She actually. She does worry me a little bit because of how she just flips. Mm-hmm. You know,
look at her when she hit that donut. She has to have some mental health, like.
Well, who doesn't? But she's killing the charts right now.
She is, and she has a powerful voice.
She does,
but she has two number ones. Mm-hmm. She broke records recently with Billboard. It has something to do with both of her number ones is recently with Thank You Next and Seven Rings.
Okay, so let me tell you about Thank You Next. I'd only heard Thank You Next on the air. So then one day I was on Spotify and I was like, oh, I want to hear Thank You Next. And then all of a sudden she's like, she starts cussing and I'm like, where did this come from, little girl?
Wrong song.
So I looked and I was like, is this the right song? Because all I'd heard was the edited version.
Yeah.
It really like threw me off. I'm singing. I'm like, where the most?
And where she's so little too.
Yeah.
She's like a little petite thing with all that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched the video for Seven Rings?
No.
I only watched it once, but I got Chun-Li vibes from it.
Oh yes, 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 definitely.
Yeah,
but
she upped it.
But you also had to think that so many music videos have been out.
Yeah,
they're due to like copy them.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my friend earlier this week, and I was like, you know, artistry today, it's all recycled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if you know, you recycle it, you make it your own. That's what it is. That's what art is.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Hello.
Soulja Boy.
Ooh. Hello.
Everyone's copying
and
him.
He said, and then he played those two songs, and I was like, at first, because I just seen like a headline, and I was like, whatever.
I'm like, he's kind of right.
I'm like, you just want to get back and get your extra 15 minutes or whatever. And then I was listening to like a podcast, and they played it, mm-hmm. and I was like,
Soulja Boy has a point.
I'm gonna throw my phone, but I don't want to because I don't have insurance. So I can't.
And when you look at you like, man, Soulja Boy has a point. Soulja Boy. And
but I think how many times he has a point. He does this so many times. Yeah. It's like.
That's like what Sam Smith and Adele. Like a lot of people came after Sam and they're like, you're doing too much Adele stuff. And like, you're trying to sound too much like her. And
where is Sam Smith?
He did that song Normani. With Normani.
I love it. Dancing with a Stranger.
Yes, it's a really good song. And he has that song with Calvin Harris.
Oh, yes. Promises. Yeah, that's a good song, too.
I love that song.
I haven't heard it.
I think he's coming out with a new album, mm-hmm. but I did like both of those songs.
Oh, did you hear about Rihanna? She finished her
yes!
album. She's done.
I'm excited.
She's done
I didn't
with
know
making
that.
Her
I'm
album.
Excited.
She's so done, yeah.
Rihanna, I feel like she has blew up, and I'm happy for her. Like, even with her lingerie line.
No
like,
one. Just, yeah, well, that's the thing.
And the makeup.
Yeah.
But she has done so much with her makeup, being the fact that, like, she came out with those 40 different shades.
Yep.
And then as soon as she did that, all the other lines were like, well, ooh, she's got a point.
Oh, yeah. She's on top of it.
She mm-hmm. is.
Plus, she's dating that billionaire from Dubai.
Mm. She knows what she's doing.
She knows exactly.
She better pull
what
that Janet Jackson.
You better
get that what was it? Was it 5 million or 5 billion?
Look, we need to move that milk carton.
Oh no, I know.
Move that milk jug and stop wishful thinking.
Dubai. Yeah.
But see, Monica, I don't know if you would get a man. Well, you're already married, but if you weren't, I don't know if you could get a man in Dubai because you cuss like a sailor.
Oh, I do.
You can't cuss like a sailor over there.
I tell them it's part of my language. Yeah. It's different. It's something else.
Y'all see where they're coming after? Well, I won't say they're coming. I hate that expression. But where a lot of fans are upset with Mariah.
Why?
Because apparently she's going to go have a concert in Saudi Arabia.
But she's done it before. She had a concert with some
They pay
prince.
A lot of money.
They do.
They pay a lot of money. Would you turn down the money? Would you say no if people are?
Well, that's the thing. It's
fans
like,
are going to be
but
upset?
It's like you know how and who she's having the concert for, and part of the people there.
She probably say, "Oh well, they just manage oil and they run this company, so they're legit people."
But you're a woman, and you can't drive,
mm-hmm.
and you're to be the object
but then
of
that
a
money
man.
Talks.
But have you heard her? Have you not to stray off the top? Have you
Go
heard
for
her
it.
New song?
Which one?
It's called like GTOF.
Yeah, I love it. Get the fuck
out.
Out
of here.
Yeah.
I love it.
But
it rolled up on my Spotify in the car one day, and I was like,
"That's not her newest."
What's?
She put out an album. Where y'all?
I
here?
Know we didn't miss the new.
What?
I didn't know she put out an album.
It.
Lord Jesus,
fill my cup up because I did not know.
My
she
My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I gotta pass mine too.
Because
dang,
I know. Because I just saw that song.
Y'all sleeping on Mariah.
What?
What happened?
Now I'm thinking I'm gonna have to go and listen to some music tonight,
exactly,
like for real.
No, it got great reviews because they were saying that you know she went back to the old school R&B that she brought
that
it back.
That song was like it's old school R&B, and I was like, okay,
her album
Mariah,
is.
You back on fire?
Exactly.
Come on.
Thank you.
No, and like it got great reviews as far as. From critics or whatever, just saying how great it was.
For her.
I put it on my snap because I was like, who are you and where did you come from?
She is diva.
And it created what and it did what it does that GTFO did a lot what Mariah is known for now,
mm-hmm.
at least for the past couple years, creating amazing memes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Mariah.
It's like anytime you have an experience you don't like, you just got that
you
GTF.
You go straight to her.
You go straight to her.
And there's something to be said for that because you know her assistant quit and is suing.
I think they settled.
Oh.
They may not have then. Because I thought this happened a couple weeks ago that they had settled the lawsuit with her assistant. The one that got
she
fired.
She was trying to blackmail her.
Yeah.
Saying that she had, like, what, sex tapes or her
inappropriate,
mm-hmm. unflattering situations.
But
Come
the thing,
on.
Though, the assistant was getting paid $300,000 a year. to be an assistant to Mariah Carey. For her to let that go, there's something behind the scenes with Mariah Carey, because her security guard also left and she settled with him.
I mean, I have always been
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I don't care if you were my assistant or not. There's certain things that you're still not going to know about me.
But a lot of times they're just in your personal space and they don't even care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, they sign an NDA.
But
whatever.
I wonder if like Mariah and Nick were like doing it and they were like, Sarah, come here. Film us.
Oh, God.
I would not be shocked, though. Because, I mean, there are some people, I would not be shocked.
But it's like, how much money do you think Mariah has in her bank account? People know that she's an easy target. And this is why, because now she's settled.
But look how much she was asking for. That was probably like kids' lunch money.
But her new album was called Caution.
Okay. And Caution. And when did it come out?
When did it come out?
It came out last year.
But it made you think that, like, as an assistant, is there something that you wouldn't do or you wouldn't dare touch?
Whose assistant am I?
It depends who it is.
Do I belong to?
If it is Mariah Carey and she tells you, hey, it's time for you to come in here and film us doing it.
All right. Where you want your close up? What's your good side? Where do you want me to zoom in?
Did you powder the puss? Is everything good and clean?
You powder it for?
It's Mariah.
It's Mariah, yeah.
But see, you know, when you have that Johnson & Johnson, you can squirt.
Oh my God.
She got lawsuits and stuff. Got the, you know.
I mean, so she said powder. Right, I can probably be 5 feet away and still hit.
You're like a chalkboard. Yeah. Like with that razor. Yeah. Woo! There he goes.
Again, going back to the bird box, I'm going to have to cover my eyes.
I mean, I might want to look and see.
Glance. No, not today. Not ever.
Cardi B and Offset are back together.
Oh, I saw that. It was no.
Okay, Survivor, bye-bye.
Oh, it's going to be bye-bye. They've already got stipulations. It's like they're making a formal contract. All right, well, you're not allowed to hang out. Yeah. And anytime, especially if you were that early into a relationship and you've already got to put stipulations and rules upon your whatever you want to call it.
How old is she again? She's like young.
23.
She's 23.
Think she's 23.
I mean, at 23, I was
dumb.
No, I wasn't dumb, but I was still having a good time and living the good life. However, I wasn't ready to
let me take to
like
back.
Be in a relationship.
Yeah, but they had the baby together.
23, I was smart.
I mean, but look at the, I hate to say this, but look at the times today.
I know.
So just because she has a kid doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but they were so cute,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
She's
still collecting number ones.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, oh, you're going to get pregnant, your career's gone.
Mm-hmm.
No, it actually got better.
That they're going to be that the new Whitney and Bobby.
Oh God, no! Don't wish that.
No, not like that. Not that severe, but you know. But I think she's going to be the kind of wild, and he's kind of Bobby like. But they'll break up, be back together, but kind of toxic for one another. But same time, they end up
agree with that.
But see, I can see where he kind of like mellows her out. Because he's kind of somewhat like chill.
I don't see that though, especially with him already cheating. And that's the thing. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Groupies.
That's not true.
Oh, well.
There's a lot of temptation. There's a lot of temptation.
You don't
want
to put yourself in the situation of temptation.
But sometimes you
the receipts
can't help
are
you.
There.
Sometimes they can't help it because the girls flock to them. They're like, oh, my
exactly.
Gosh.
But you know what you're getting yourself into.
But Cardi's probably thinking, okay, well, I'm 23 now, but then I'm going to be 27. And he's going to have 23-year-olds still approaching him, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I can get a little piece of Offset.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. They're going to be throwing their panties and bras
at
him.
So they came up with a contract?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to call it a formal contract, but they came up with some type of stipulation. And it's like, all right, well, here are rules. Set standards. And you can't divulge.
So then I would never want to be in a relationship with someone where I had to set guidelines.
I know.
Well, it's going to set up for a disaster.
Yeah, because what happens? It's like, what
happens?
Like,
you know what's going to happen. Up? All right, let's put a clock on it. How long do y'all think it's going to last?
Is it bad that we're talking about her relationship like that?
No.
She's a celebrity. That's what we do.
All right, because I'm going to guess. Give him about like 4 months before he does something stupid.
Oh, you're generous.
No, I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to say that he's going to continue to do things and she's going to just stay with him.
Oh, God. She ain't going to pull a Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I'm gonna give it 2 months,
and I hope
she
that,
has anger
and I
issues.
Hope that, I hope that I'm wrong,
and I love that about her because she ain't gonna hide it.
Because she's not.
She's not gonna hide it. But I think that I hope that she does not do what I said because she's such a role model for like young kids.
Oh gosh.
So I don't want a generation to come up and see, hey, it's okay to be with someone and allow them to do whatever. I think that we're coming to such a society where we're so sexually like fluid, and there's nothing wrong with experiment. Have a good time, be safe, use protection, all that kind of stuff. At appropriate age. However, we have so many Ollies out there, Pollies, Mollies, and all those things out there, and Pans and all that. And I feel like we're experimenting and learning. However, is monogamy really the ultimate goal?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Mm. It's so rare that that exists.
I know.
It's almost like I was having a conversation with someone one day, and it was like, when you get married, are you getting married because that's the one?
Well, yeah.
Or are you getting married because that's the one that you two can tolerate each other?
That's not a marriage.
That's not a marriage. And they're still married, right? So they never did divorce, Cardi and Offset.
I
right?
don't think so.
I don't
yet.
Think so.
But here's also the flip side. You know, maybe Cardi's idea is like, all right, he wants to get back with me. He says he changed his phone number, so that's going to stop every one of them hoes from contacting him. Because we know that ain't going to happen. But it's like when you're in that relationship and you're like, all right, well, if I don't give this a second chance, a second shot, then I'm always for the rest of my life going to have that idea in the back of my head. You know, could it have worked out?
Right.
Now that I'm older and wiser, no.
No.
Yeah, don't waste your time, girl.
But she's got to learn that for herself.
I mean, I've been in situations in life and in relationships in life where people have been like, this person is not good for you. However, the more they told me that this person was not good for
more
you,
like
the
bonded.
More I wanted to be with them.
Exactly.
The more, you have to learn it on your own.
You do. But I think once you learn that, and then your close, confident friends that are with you and point that out to you, you listen to them. Or at least if you mature to, you know, a better level in your life.
I don't even know who her friends are, Cardi B, besides her sister.
Hennessy.
Oh, she best friends with Nicki. Did you not know?
Nicki and those ass cheeks.
So, Cardi B's name, isn't her name's like, it's like.
Bacardi. It's like something.
Oh, no, gosh, I forget what it is. But
Bevacardi something. It's something like that.
Yeah.
However, and then her name, her sister's name is Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hennessy is like her best friend. And probably like Hennessy. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, her sister was on the challenge, like the Roll Rules, Real
I
World Challenge.
That, yeah.
And she only lasted for like maybe like 3 episodes and she ended up like hitting someone.
3 episodes. That's the relationship, the length of time for the relationship.
There you go. Yes.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
But did y'all hear about 6ix9ine today?
No.
Is he still in jail, right?
Yeah, he did. But
oh, no, yes. He.
There was a major announcement
today. I was actually listening to.
Don't say Queen Radio.
No, I was not listening to Queen Radio. I was actually listening to a station up north in, like, D.C. area. And they were talking about how he pretty much pled guilty to
9 charges.
No, it was more than that.
And he pled guilty to 9.
But no, it was more than that.
There may have been more charges, but I know specifically he pleaded guilty to 9.
Did he do that on purpose?
No,
he's 6ix9ine pleads guilty to 9.
He's a snitch. He is a snitch.
Okay.
He is a snitch.
Yeah.
He has lost his hood card, if he ever had one.
I don't think he had one.
He is a snitch.
He likes to yell out windows and say things I couldn't understand.
Well, he had his bodyguards.
I mean, they said that he was telling who had the gun, who was shooting guns, who was on the phone, who was picking up this.
He paid one of his one of his assistants or bodyguards or something. Who was
you gotta stay in jail?
Correct.
No, you're correct. It was 9 charges. I heard it was 41 years he was looking at.
It's a minimum of 47 years that he's looking at. A minimum.
Wow.
And so, but in addition, who is help me here. Chief Keefe.
Oh, Chief Keefe, yeah.
Chief Keefe. Mm-hmm. Chief Keefe.
Yes.
I love Chief Keefe.
He was involved in him getting shot at. Was Chief Keefe shot or shot at?
I think Chief Keefe was shot at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, 6ix9ine, he pled guilty that was him paying somebody because he shot and missed. So then he paid somebody else to shoot as a warning shot to scare him.
That's crazy.
So, but Nicki, you like to support him.
Exactly.
And his.
But they did say that since he did all this snitching, that the 47 years might get dropped down even more.
Maybe, because I think he's still working with them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that comes, you know, into a point in community as a whole. I don't want to label it to, like, one part of any type of community.
Right.
Or any type of minority.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in time as a society, as a loving society, of us as a human race, whenever we see something done wrong, when do we ever hold that accountable? Like, you know, like we've talked before with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah.
And when do we start holding people accountable for their actions?
But also with, like, the whole R. Kelly thing, it is a, I don't want to say it's a cultural thing. However, the things that R. Kelly was engaging in with these females, It's a cultural thing.
It is. He played a card where he only he took advantage of black women.
Yes.
And black women, if you look at it and think about when there's missing women, who do you see on the screen? Majority of the time, you see there's a white woman, there's a Caucasian woman. They're really focused on like, oh, there's tons of black women missing, but you never see it on televised. You never see the media gravitating towards that. Mm-hmm. But he said, okay, well, I'll go and target all these young girls.
He was going to Valley View Mall.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And sitting there and watching for Little Asia.
It's nasty.
Waiting for Little Asia to come out, Route 21.
Mm-hmm.
People that he knew that he was. And he was singing,
I believe I can fly to her.
Because and some of the fans. Because you got to think, when you have a fan that's so dedicated to you, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to be so close to you. And one of the girls was like, oh, I'm that's close to R. Kelly. I couldn't tell him no because it's R. Kelly. So she felt like she had no choice. She's like, I was a virgin. And he was like, okay, you're going to do this. And I did it because I'm a super fan and I can't tell R. Kelly no. He got away with that. He took advantage of his power, celeb.
I don't know.
I'm done with Ruth Kelly. I'm done with her.
Ruth Kelly.
I know. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Done with that. But we're not done with our bubbly ever.
Never.
Well, I guess we'll put a little bow on our bubbly banter and take our final little sips.
Yes.
Let me hear it. Oh my gosh, I took that sip all the way.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Pam.
And you know what we say?
Drink
up, bitches!
Yes, Yahtzee.
There we go.